Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road. Get in
zone, AutoZone. So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone. Get in
zone, AutoZone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Unbelievable Story. We're Amber and Lacey from the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Yay. Remember them? Mm-hmm.
They're Yay. Beautiful.
Oh, my God. They're so beautiful. That's you. That's how you sound. You, listener. You. So on this week's Unbelievable Story, we want to talk about something really special, right, Lacey?
That's right. Now, I feel like this list is going viral. Everybody's talking about places not to take a woman, but I think that it's been exaggerated. And I really think maybe a man helped come up with some of these places to make women seem like they're like high maintenance, because some of these places are perfectly fine. And they, I also want to stress, not all women think that these places are bad.
Hashtag not all women.
Thank you. Not one, even if a woman made this list, it's one woman who I don't know where she's going on first date. So let's get right into it.
Yes. Okay. So recently a woman went viral for being angry that her date took her to the Cheesecake Factory. Well, this prompted people to make a list of places you shouldn't take your date. So let's take a look at it and bitch these motherfuckers out.
And the first one is Amber's favorite place in the world, the Cheesecake, Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, so a couple of things. Cheesecake Factory is elegance. It is opulence. It is love.
Okay, stop, it's stop, love stop, and stop, food. Stop. You can see a toddler pee on himself in the Cheesecake Factory. So opulence is a little bit much. It's nice.
I have peed on myself in the Cheesecake Factory. Do you want to know why? Because the food is so delicious. No place is better to eat than the Cheesecake Factory. I will not have Cheesecake Factory slander. How will we ever get a sponsorship if you talking shit? Huh, Lacey? Pee on that.
It's not the Cheesecake Factory.
The Cheesecake Factory is the best.
Motto is, we are not opulence. Everybody can come here. It's a great place.
Have you seen the walls in the Cheesecake Factory? Is there anything you want to order that you can't order at the Cheesecake Factory?
It does look like the Eye of Sauron.
Yes.
From the Lord of the Rings. So that is true. I'm not knocking it. I would definitely go there on a first date. It's a great first date. So that is a lie.
That's a lie.
It's a lie. And I do agree. Opulence, though, I would never use that word.
Opulence. Extravagance. Lavishness.
Okay, the second one is Applebee's.
Is Applebee's. America's favorite neighbor, Applebee's.
Now.
I will say this. When I lived in Denver, I used to do a sketch called Applebee's.
I remember.
A very famous sketch as far as the second city goes, and all their touring companies and satellite theaters do this sketch now. It was from when I was young, like 20 years ago. And the bit of the sketch was that Tim Mason was proposing to me in an Applebee's, and I was angry that he had chosen to propose in an Applebee's. And he was like, you know, I want to fud your Rutgers. You're my Ruby until Tuesday. I don't know what the bits were, but you get it. And in that sketch, I was mad that he proposed, but it isn't a good place to propose. I don't think, unless, you know, you love it, but it's a perfectly fine place to go out and eat. who the fuck are these snobs that wrote this list? Y'all want to eat Applebee's? You don't want to eat no big old cheeseburger? Look, I want to eat a big old cheeseburger. You better take me to Applebee's because the Cheesecake Factory is closed. And that's the only reason you can take me on a date to Applebee's and not Cheesecake Factory.
I mean,
Lacey, can a date take you to Applebee's or not?
I mean, I'm not going to choose it. But if he says Applebee's, I'm never going to say absolutely not, because it's going to make you look bad. Do I want to go to Applebee's for a first date? Absolutely not.
Wait,
I don't
so
go.
You don't think Applebee's is a good first date?
Listen, I'm not going to say no. If it was Taco Bell, I'm going to say no.
Hey, if it's Taco Bell, we get married.
If Taco Bell, Amber.
Yeah, it's Taco Bell.
She's going to give you something. And I'm not calling Amber a hoe, but she's a Taco Oh, no.
What?
Just saying. Again, they need another list. Places that women are not going to complain. We don't want to go. I absolutely don't want to go to Applebee's on a first date, but I'm not going to say no, because maybe that's your favorite place and I'm not going to knock it. I absolutely don't ever, sorry, Applebee's, want to go to Applebee's on a first date.
What?
Mm-mm, no.
I love Applebee's. You can take me to Applebee's.
Okay. The third one is the same. Chili's and Applebee's.
Chili's
are
and
the
Applebee's.
Same
it's
restaurant.
The same place. So it's the same place.
That's how we feel the same about
love
both of
them.
Chipotle, no.
Shit. Chipotle's, that's fast food, guys. And that, I'm sorry. Yeah. Fast food is a no.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can't do fast food. That's not nice.
Now, Olive Garden.
Now, come on.
When you hear your
that
family.
Salad?
Whoa.
Come on.
Give me cheese until I say stop it.
Yeah. That Olive Garden, that's commitment, and you're gonna get tired of me. I'm hoping you're gonna pull that ring out. No, I love Olive Garden.
Yeah, Olive Garden is the best. It wins.
The first date in the movies, it's hit or miss, because I don't get to talk to you to see what you're about.
Everyone goes to the movies. The movies isn't hit or miss.
On a first date?
The movies is a perfectly acceptable first date.
It's absolutely not on a first date.
What?
The movies is where they're going to make their move, and I don't know you yet. And they're going to put their hand on you, Amber.
What?
Yeah, it happens.
But I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, but you're going to get this.
Ew, don't touch me!
Yeah, they're going to.
No!
Yeah. You're going to get thighed, and your hand's going to go around you. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want
So that's
that.
Why you got to be like,
I see.
Yeah, it can be creepy if you're not feeling it.
Guys, Lacey's out here in these streets, so she knows.
I'm in these streets, I know.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get in
zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Okay, your house? Absolutely not, sir. The number seven is your house for the first date. And let me tell you how often I get that. And some people are creepy and will change it up on you last minute. Sir, you can't. I'm 49. What we're not going to do is, oh my God, can I stop by my house really quick?
Sure. No.
If I'm sitting in the car and you run it in, I'm not coming in with you. And that happens all the time. Listen, I decided to make dinner. No,
you didn't. Eating anything you fucking cook. Do you know how well I gotta know you to eat food that you fucking cook?
Do you know how much I have to like you to get to know I'm gonna get murdered? I'm not stepping into your home.
Yeah.
So that I can turn around and you lock the door like a creep and pull out a knife.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No. No one likes you that much, Sam.
No.
Son of Sam. Nobody's coming to your house on the first date. So don't ask that. And I need to let you know it happens all the time.
Number eight, any fast food restaurant. So number eight and number four are basically the same.
Yeah.
Because there's no friggin' way you should be taking a date to a fast food chain. Now, here's an exception. You're both 13. That's fine.
Oh,
you're both 14.
That's true.
That's cute.
Age matters.
Age matters.
Okay. Age matters.
You save together your little $8 from mowing lawns. Lacey, I don't know what children get paid.
Burger King's great.
Burger King is great. You can do it.
If you got class the next day.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's perfectly fine. Hold hands at Burger King. It's cute. Your children, you're going to live forever.
Yeah.
Number nine, Buffalo Wild Wings. Gotta say, never been, never going
to
go.
Nope. I'm never going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Never going to go to BW3s. But we did used to call it BW3s, but there aren't three W's in it.
Isn't that weird? B-dubs.
B-dubs.
That's all I heard.
BW3s.
But I'm not going to B-dubs.
I don't want to go there. I'm sorry. I don't know what normal people want. I don't ever want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Me neither.
And you know where else I don't want to go? Number 10, Wingstop.
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's the same
Wingstop
thing.
Wingstop and Buffalo Wild Wings are interchangeable. No one wants to do that.
Buffalo Wild Wings is not a good first date. And here's why. It's a sporty place for sport boys.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like
going there on a game day and just, you're not going to hear anything.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at the screen. I don't have time for that.
It'd be like going to Hooters. Like, I'm not going to Hooters. I'm not going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Do not. But Amber, what do you know about me and wings?
Lacey don't like wings. Yeah.
Don't tell anyone, guys. This is between us and the Diamond Players.
Don't go
to the regulars and tell them. This is just our secret. I don't eat wings.
This segment should be called Diamond Player's Secrets.
Diamond? Mm.
Play like the song.
Diamond Player Secrets. We just wrote the Diamond Player Secrets song.
It's a good song, guys.
You're welcome.
But you know what else is good?
I did do a body
good?
Roll during that.
She didn't. She's physically incapable. Oh, well, your body roll's not bad. Here's mine. That's pretty bad.
It's a flounce. Okay.
Number 11, Red Lobster.
I'm okay with Red Lobster.
Red Lobster's perfectly
fine. I'm okay.
I don't eat seafood, but you better make sure she eats seafood before you take Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And then as you pull in, you got to go, Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you. That's a good song. That was a good song. That was a hit.
Man. It made you want to go to Red Lobster.
That's right. Number 12, buffet.
Any buffet it's a no. Do not do a buffet.
That's right. A buffet is pretty bad.
Kids are touching things. Their hand is in everything. There's germs. Strangers are touching things. You've seen someone at a buffet lick something. Amber, what's the buffet story that I told you about? I was with one of my besties and a man took a slice, I think it was lasagna, and put it on his plate. Meanwhile, the string of cheese is still connected and he used his mouth to bite the cheese and it sprang back into the, container. So buffets are just filled with germs and they're gross.
I'm pretty proud of him for using his mouth to
no one
cut the cheese.
No, he cut the cheese.
It's a little funny.
No, it's gross.
It's a little funny.
And that's what buffets are filled with. It's people's germs.
Okay. But it's also filled with love. Okay, no, it's not. Buffet's kind of bad. Mm-mm. IHOP. Lacey, how do you feel about IHOP?
No.
Why not?
Why? The answer is why. List me why you want to go to IHOP.
I want to go to IHOP because I love pancakes. I also love letters that stand for whole words. So making IHOP the most ideal place a person can eat.
No, I mean, IHOP is a late night place. So if your date is running late, like, I mean, if you've been on this great date, I don't know. And then it's good for almost like you've been together all day.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, what's open? Then you go to IHOP. I could see that.
Okay, that's cute.
But I don't want to meet at IHOP.
I also don't want to meet at IHOP, but I will. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I will. Okay. And number 14, our last one of this segment is Denny's.
It's the same.
Now, Denny's, we've talked about it before on this podcast. For you love Denny's. Denny's was where we would go when you were a kid and you had, you know, you're 16, you have $2, you can get a piece of French silk pie. And you could sit there for the rest of the night with your little friends, mm-hmm. and your weird friend is having coffee. You know, the kid whose parents let them drink coffee.
That was me.
That's a weird kid. You a weird kid.
That's me.
I believe coffee. It. Yeah.
Okay.
So don't take, in closing, don't take them to Denny's. Don't take them to IHOP. Don't take them to a buffet. Red Lobster's fine. No Wingstop. No Buffalo Wild Wings. No fast food. Your house can eat a dick. Don't go to the movies. Olive Garden is good. Chipotle's bad. Chili's and Applebee's if you have to. Nothing in the world is better than Cheesecake Factory. Guys, we've been Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar. That was
our whole lives. We've been Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar our whole lives.
Okay. Soon we'll be Fernando and Josephine.
What? Okay.
To get episodes ad-free, become a big money diamond player, okay? And you should do that anyway. You want to know why? Because it's cute. And so are we. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Get
in the zone.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road. Get in the
zone. So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you. Only at AutoZone. Get in the
zone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you're committed to living a healthier life, you might want to look into working herbs into your wellness routine. There's a reason people have trusted them for thousands of years. Nature's Way understands that nature is the ultimate problem solver, and they're constantly inspired by the power of nature. For example, their ginger root and slippery elm bark have been traditionally used for digestive support. And St. John's wort, holy basil, and ashwagandha can provide mood and stress support. And because Nature's Way sources from around the world and does a ton of comprehensive potency and quality testing in their state-of-the-art lab, you can be sure you're getting top quality herbs. To learn more, visit naturesway.com.